Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Koblenz, Germany, and earned a BA degree in corporate finance from Western Michigan University. She's worked in economic development for Berrien County, the Michigan Department of Commerce, and Grand Valley State University. Since 1987, she's been the president and CEO of the Right Place, Inc., which is the regional economic development organization for the retention, expansion, and attraction of businesses to the West Michigan area. Her name, Birgit Close. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Birgit Close, the president and CEO of The Right Place, Inc. Birgit, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Jack, a real honor to be on your show, considering the luminaries you've had on your show, and I appreciate very much being able to join the illustrious list of names that you've entertained on your show.
Can you talk to us about growing up in Koblenz, Germany, and also about your mom and dad?
I surely can. As you mentioned, I was born and raised in a city called Koblenz. For those who may not know where that is, it's at the confluence of the Rhine and Mosel rivers, about an hour northwest of Frankfurt. Grew up looking at castles and vineyards and lots of boats going by. My mom and dad are from the same community. It's also their hometown. So my mother, who will be 83 in a couple of weeks, grew up there. My dad, who passed away 7 years ago, did as well. My parents are children of World War II. They were 10 years old when the war broke out and 16 when it was over. And as my mother, who has a very good long-term memory while her short-term memory is fading, remembers the days of the war and the days after the war with incredible clarity. And I have to admire their chutzpah and their strength in helping rebuild a country and a city, quite frankly.
What's the biggest thing you learned from Mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
Well, I learned from both of them perseverance. I learned from both of them that human beings can make it through very difficult times. If you think about a 10-year-old child who watches his or her home burn down from a bomb, when you remember that a 16-year-old boy gets drafted into the last 5 weeks of the war, and then buck up and get a job and become a skilled tradesman, you learned that. They're really, the human spirit is indestructible.
How was it you came to America, Birgit?
Well, that's a personal question that I don't often answer, but I grew up between two very large American air bases, and my first husband was an American soldier, and so I like to say I came to the United States the old-fashioned way.
Okay. Why do you have so much love and passion for West Michigan area?
Well, first, I have to tell you, I have love and passion for the state of Michigan. I spent a short period of time when I first moved to the United States in Iowa, and then we moved this way, and I went to Western Michigan University while starting to work in economic development. My then husband is a Michigan State grad, and I love this state, and I've had a lot of opportunities to go and work in other states, but it has a lot in common with where I grew up. It's the four seasons. It has a lot of wonderful water, and I literally grew up within a stone's throw or a nine iron of the Rhine River. I love the people. I love Midwestern values, and I ended up in Grand Rapids by happenstance or by the grace of God, and fell in love with it. I lived in St. Joe first, St. Joe Benton Harbor, and Lake Michigan grounds me, and the community that I live in now for almost 29 years is an incredible place to be. It has a collection of people that are second to none, incredibly committed to their community, to bettering their community. So the passion comes from living and working with and for people who want to help other people, and that's really what drives me. And so that is why I like it here so much. You ask for help, and you get it, and in return, you also give it. And that's a big, that's something that I learned about myself, that that really drives my passion, is knowing that somebody is working at the end of the day because of something we did at this organization. And this is a great community to do that in, but it's a great state to do it in, too.
Birgit, how did you ever get so ingrained, such a key, critical part of Grand Rapids? You know, Grand Rapids.
I've thought about that sometimes. When the opportunity, after following my stint at Grand Valley, and this opportunity arose, to be quite honest, in the economic development world, you often stay 5, 7, 8, tops 10 years in a job, because you move on to a bigger city, you move on to that next job, because if you're already the CEO, then where else do you go? And yet, through all the opportunities that I've had in other states and other parts of the country, something always kept me here, and it goes back to what I said earlier, and that's the people. I started, obviously this job would be 25 years on November 30th, but then I got also asked to sit on the opera board and then the symphony board, and you get to know people and you build your network and you get to like those people and you depend on them and they depend on you. And so slowly you work your way into not only being an economic developer, but a community developer. And for me to look at this community today and know that I played a role in making it what it is, has really ingrained me in this region and this community and ultimately in the state. And it was, but at the end of the day, it was always that many people in this community became part of my larger family, since my family, outside of my husband and his children, live overseas. Many members of this community became my family, and it became my home. And I'm one of these people who needs roots. I don't make a good potted plant that you can just sort of move from corner to corner. And it's been so much fun to be engaged at the very deep level in the rejuvenation and the renaissance of an upper Midwestern town, and make it really world class. It's been just a tremendous ride.
We're talking to Birgit Close, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Birgit Close, who for the last 25 years has been the president and CEO of The Right Place, Inc. Birgit, what is The Right Place, Inc., and how did it start?
The Right Place is the Regional Economic Development Organization, and for your listeners, we are engaged in job retention, job attraction, job creation, business assistance. There are other organizations similar to this one, and we are a little different in that we were started by a group of CEOs in the early 80s, and for those of your listeners who are old enough to remember, the early 80s in Michigan were not a fun time either. Tough times in the state then. And a group of a dozen or so CEOs under the leadership of Jay Van Andel, one of the founders of Amway, decided that they were going to do something about rejuvenating this community. And what we needed was a comprehensive, cohesive organization for economic development. And so in typical West Michigan fashion, they said they convened, they discussed, they brought others to the table, they put their own money on the table, And in 1985, an organization called The Right Place was born. And initially, quite frankly, it was really the sexy part of the job, which is always business attraction. And when I took the job 2 years later, I said, you know, that's great, and we do want those new companies to consider us. But more importantly, we need to take care of what we already have. Like every good business person, lawyer, banker, manufacturer, host of radio programs, you want to have your listeners be back. You want to have your customers come back. And so we instituted a very strong business retention program along with the attraction program. And it has worked just enormously well. And today we have a team of 22. We work with our manufacturing community. We look at new opportunities in new kinds of industries, from food processing to the life sciences. We get involved in issues such as how to redo downtown, brownfield development, collaborating. And I want to underline the word collaboration. We are, I consider economic development a team sport, and it's not just the team internally, but the team externally. So our relationships with our community, our companies, our municipalities has to be very close and close-knit, and that's possible in a community the size of this. And so we've been around now 27 years. The majority of our funding comes from the private sector. The rest of it comes from the public sector, our municipalities, big partners in all of this. And we also work very closely with the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, which is assistance to small and medium manufacturers. But we really touch a lot of different places in this community, and that's what really makes it so much fun, so interesting, so varied. I think I've been through 1,000 manufacturing plants, and it always amazes me what people make in our region, what people make in the state, how we provide jobs, and it's just been a real privilege to lead this organization all these years.
You mentioned Jay Van Andel, who along with Rich DeVos started Amway.
Yes.
And they're known as the Gold Dust Twins.
And thank goodness they're in Grand Rapids.
Tell us about the Gold Dust Twins.
Well, I want to also point out that the Gold Dust Twins, in addition to being extraordinary business people, and obviously extraordinary philanthropists, but they're not alone. The richness of this community is in the fact that we also have the Meyer family. We have philanthropists from the Lax family to AutoCam to, you know, the richness of this is that Rich and Jay brought along their peers on this journey that started 30 years plus ago of how do we reinvent Grand Rapids and greater Grand Rapids and the region. And their peers in every part of the community came along. And whether it's The Right Place or Grand Action, which Dick DeVos started, Rich's son, and now Start Garden and Art Prize, which is Rich's grandson, or Mr. Van Andel starting the Van Andel Research Institute, which has made such a huge difference, which led to all kinds of other growth in the life sciences. I always marveled at their ability to be cohesive and collaborative and bring others along. Or if somebody had an idea and would go to Rich and Jay, or now their children and grandchildren say, what do you think? There was always this enthusiasm and say, how can we make it work? There was never a that's a bad idea. There was always this culture of, let's take a look at it. What would it mean? Who would we else would we bring to the party? And so there was this inclusion of others that they modeled. And so in addition to having an extraordinarily successful company that employs thousands of people here that is totally global, they instilled in their children and grandchildren, but also in others, this let's give back. We have been fortunate. Let's share that fortune both in treasure and time and so many other people came along, and it's such a rich environment. And I don't just mean that in monetary terms. It's such a rich environment to make something positive happen. And if you look around, so many great things have happened here in the last 30 years. In fact, this morning, announcement was made by Steve Ford, the son of President Ford, Hank Meyer, the son of Fred Meyer, David Fry. His father founded a bank here, and he's one of the co-chairs with Dick DeVos of Grand Action. Doug DeVos and Steve Van Andel, about a $15 million fundraiser to expand the Ford Museum.
Wow.
$10 million have already been raised, both local and elsewhere, to expand the Ford Presidential Museum and Library. You know, so if you listen to the names, but there were a couple hundred people in the room today supporting this, and the community's getting behind it. So there is also generational transitions going on that are continuing to stay engaged in the enriching of this community.
Speaking of giving back and philanthropy, our own Mitch Albom on December 18th in Grand Rapids has a special once-in-a-lifetime event. Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, Grand Rapids, I mean, first of all, I'm a huge Mitch Albom fan. I read every one of his books. What an incredible gift to have a Mitch Albom in Michigan. We attract incredible talent to this community. And Mitch will be here with Tony Bennett at Meyer Garden. And for those of you who have never been to Meyer Garden, please come and look at the 10th best garden in the world. But in any case, Mitch will be here on December the 18th. 7:30, Tony Bennett in concert. Tony and Mitch will have a conversation, and it's for raising funds for an orphanage in Haiti. And we should never forget those who were so badly hurt, injured, and made homeless by that hurricane a couple of years ago. Cascade Engineering, a homegrown company with a wonderful philanthropist by the name of Fred Keller, is one of the underwriters as well. So I hope people from all over Michigan come to Meyer Garden on December the 18th to hear a wonderful conversation, I'm sure just a phenomenal conversation between Mitch and Tony, and the fabulous music of Tony Bennett.
If you want to learn more, www.startickets.com. We're talking to Birgit Close, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible, and we're with Birgit Close, who's a frequent speaker at national and international economic development conferences. She's lectured in France, Great Britain, Germany, Sweden, China, Australia, Israel. Birgit, you mentioned about $15 million to expand the President Ford Museum. Also, the community has a $300 million children's hospital. You're on the board of Spectrum.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Well, the Children's Hospital is a part of an incredible explosion in the life sciences in Grand Rapids. Started with the endowment of a significant amount of money to for a research institute called the Van Andel Institute. The CEO is David Van Andel, Mr. Van Andel's son. It does research in cancer, Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's. It is right across the street, in fact, from the Children's Hospital. The Van Andel Institute, like I said, was endowed by the Van Andel family. World-class talent. And that started the ball rolling on what we call Medical Mile. And Michigan State University now has their medical school there, and it was largely funded by philanthropy. The Children's Hospital was one of the last cornerstones of Medical Mile, at least at the moment. It has been a passion of the DeVos family to have a children's hospital. The old Children's Hospital was part of the Butterworth Hospital campus. But the dream always was to have a standalone, albeit connected into obviously the major hospital. But it's a fabulous, fabulous children's hospital. It's the Voss families donated collectively $50 million to it. We raised another well over $50 million philanthropically, and the rest obviously was financed by the hospital. It is an incredible facility, and what the whole idea behind it was is that we wanted to be able to have our children and our families not to have to travel. When your child who's a newborn or a five-year-old gets very ill, obviously that puts incredible stress on the family, often incredible financial stress. And if you add to that the stress of distance, of having to go elsewhere, and then living in a hotel, there may be families who cannot afford that hotel. So the DeVos family and Spectrum Health very much got together and said, let's really get a world-class children's hospital. And it is an incredible facility, and it has made a huge difference. We, as you mentioned, I'm on the Spectrum Health board, and we were very fortunate to attract just an incredible pediatric heart surgeon, Dr. Haw from England, who has joined the team. He's bringing other talent with him so that the families and children in our region of the state have a facility that's literally within spitting distance, and you don't have to drive very far. You don't have to, you know, spend that extra money. I mean, it's just such a gift to this community and particularly to its children. It's just one of those things that makes you proud to live in Grand Rapids.
Speaking of being proud, 4 years ago, something called Art Prize was started. Tell us about Art Prize.
Art Prize is a game changer, a total game changer. It is not a building, obviously, like a children's hospital or a new hospital or a new factory, but it is, to me, one of the most genius ideas. And of course, it's Rick DeVos's idea, the grandson of Rich and the son of Dick. But he's an incredibly creative young man, who, let's be honest, could be living in many places on this planet and has chosen his hometown and has chosen to continue the legacy of the families that are Amway and started something called Art Prize. To be quite honest, when it started, we were all scratching our heads saying, what on earth is Art Prize and what will it mean? And the first year out, it was an absolute blowout. I mean, 1,500-plus artists from almost, I think, every state and 17 countries. Some of it is art. Some might argue that it's art. But nevertheless, it has changed the tenor in the community. It has been a convener in the community, a convener about art, but also a convener in downtown. This year, we had over 200,000 people at any one time meandering around downtown Grand Rapids and looking at art, people who may not have been in the city in years. A healthy debate happens every year over, well, that's not art. Well, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder. And Rick wanted to make it as open and as authentic and as transparent as possible. It is art, and at the same time, it feels sometimes when you go downtown during Art Prize like one huge party. And you get this great discussion going on certain pieces. You get every generation to come downtown. It has really been a game changer in changing community conversation and engagement. It's just fabulous. I love it. I mean, we have people. Our building is an exhibit center for those of you who have not been to it, but artists and deal with banks to exhibit their art. They can be exhibiting in a hospital, on a street corner, in a restaurant, the art museum, of course, the public museum. Venues are chosen between artist and the venue. It is just one of these incredibly, in many ways, simple ideas and yet game-changing ideas. We've had communities come here and say, how did you do that? And you get to vote on the best piece. It's just it's a blast. It's educational. It's, like I said, it's just a wonderful thing for the community. It's outstanding.
Rick DeVos put up $560,000 this year in cash prizes.
Yes, the family. It's the family foundation. It's the Richard and Betsy DeVos Family Foundation that has put up. It's the richest art prize, no pun intended, in the world. Number one, the chosen first prize gets a $200,000 check, and that's quite a bit of money. And the piece this year again was an unbelievable piece of art from an out of town artist. Displayed in the art museum. Again goes back to the generosity, but it also, you have to have the idea, and then to get people behind the idea and to get engaged with the idea and embrace the idea. And this community has embraced Art Prize like nothing I've ever seen. It's just been just phenomenal, fun to watch how it evolves.
The young lady, Adana Curry, from a small town in Iowa.
Yeah.
The piece was 8 foot high, 35 foot wide, and it was elephants.
Elephants. Yes, but
in black and white.
It was, but if you looked at the piece, I think you saw the piece. It was one of the most complex pieces of art I've ever seen, because, but it was called Elephants, the detail of other animals in the picture, how they interacted with one another, was to me genius. And she worked a long time in putting it up. It was just one of those, the more you looked at it, the more you saw it. It was really a wonderful piece of art.
Spectacular.
It truly is most spectacular.
You know, Birgit, you always understate everything. You know, if you got a little enthusiasm in your life, you'd be pretty good, you know, Birgit?
I would be pretty good.
Talking about starting with an idea, talk to us about entrepreneurs. You're around entrepreneurs every day.
Well, you know, this community is really made up of entrepreneurs. When you think about Rich and Jay and Fred Meyer and the Lax family and Fred Keller and his father and John Kennedy, and I hope I'm not offending anybody out there, because this community really is made up of entrepreneurs. And those entrepreneurs over the years have become extraordinarily successful. But they also embrace risk, because every entrepreneur knows that the first idea may not be the last idea that you ever do, and you may fail. And so if you look at Rick DeVos and an Art Prize, it is an entrepreneurial idea, just in a very different medium, if you will, in a very different setting than your traditional, we're starting something, you know, new product or whatever, a new service. But there is an incredible entrepreneurial, let's say, network in the community, from the Inventors Networks from here to the Lakeshore to the Start Garden, which is a $15 million effort, again, by Rick DeVos on supporting entrepreneurs. We're involved in the whole innovation game, working with our smaller existing companies and what can they do to get new products going. There is a real sense of, you know, who are the next, those companies that I just mentioned 10, 20, 15 years from now that would, you know, add to the richness of this stew that is our entrepreneurial community here. And they're being encouraged, supported. Mike Jandanoa, for instance, who was the chairman of Perrigo, started a mentoring program for entrepreneurs. Now, Mike doesn't have to do that, but he feels that he can really contribute with his gift of taking a company public, et cetera, bringing talent to an entrepreneur. Remember, when you're an entrepreneur, that's a pretty lonesome road sometimes. And so, you know, you have an idea, you put it on paper. Now you got to figure out, you know, who do I take it to? Who can help me? And so that network of helpers, of supporters is here. So whether it's the mentoring program that Mike Jandanoa has, or Start Garden, or one of the universities, or the Right Place, you know, there are doors for these entrepreneurs to go through to get help. And of course, the governor has new programs for entrepreneurs that we connect with. So there is this whole infrastructure, if you will, of entrepreneurial assistance that exists in the region, not just in Grand Rapids, to help, you know, the new idea germinate. And But you also have to accept the fact that out of 100, you know, 90 will probably, you know, never make it. But if out of the 100, 10 balloons rise, that's a tremendous return on investment. So we're all, you know, very supportive of the entrepreneurship, particularly since, like I said, we've had so many successful ones. There must be something in the water over here that we're, you know, so incredibly successful over the last 50 years.
We're talking to Birgit Close, and I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Birgit Close, who for the last 25 years has been the president, the CEO, and the salesperson, the number one salesperson for Grand Rapids area in Western Michigan. Birgit, I read recently that what you look like at 20 is God's gift to you. What you look like at 60 is your gift to God. You're getting close to 60. You're very young at heart. What's the key?
Getting up every morning and believing in what you're doing. You have to love what you do. And I love what I do. I love coming to this office and working with my team. I love looking out the window and seeing that I have accomplished something with my life. While I can't write large checks like some of our philanthropists do, my giving back to this community is hopefully making it better and helping create jobs so a person, a man, a woman, are taking care of themselves today and their family. And that's really what gets me up in the morning. And so you have to have something that gets you up in the morning. And that's really what's my driver. It's very simple.
You grow up in Germany. Mm-hmm. You come to the States, you live in Iowa, then you come to, you
Michigan.
Know, Michigan, and you enter this very male-oriented business world. What advice, Birgit, do you give to a young professional lady in business, government, or non-for-profit today?
When I took this job 25 years ago, I had friends calling me from around the country saying a conservative community like Grand Rapids picked a woman for this job, and to be quite honest, I never really thought about it. I believed that I could do this job. I had worked toward it for a number of years. So you have to believe in yourself, not in a cocky kind of a way, but in your inner strength, in who you are. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your mission. You have to believe in the job you're doing. And I also had mentors along the way, one of whom just passed away, and I miss him terribly. So the advice that I have is believe in yourself. Be yourself. Do not try to be somebody you're not to fit a certain image that you think you need to project. And have a mentor along the way or more than one. Now, all of mine, obviously, or most of mine were men. That was the time that I grew up in. As you said, I'm reaching a certain age. But there are phenomenal women in this state today that are entrepreneurs, successful business women. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to say, may I network with you for an hour? I have done that with lots of people many times. It's my way of giving back. And remember that, you know, women like me, I stand on the shoulders of women who came before me, a small number who were very, very courageous. They gave me a boost in watching them succeed. Watch how somebody succeeds, model it, but always be yourself and believe in yourself.
Once in a great while, Birgit, I meet a person, Ernie Banks, Ernie Harwell. Yourself, where your energy, your passion, your optimism, you change the people around you for the time that they're around you. You brighten their life. How do you do that?
You know, Jack, that is an incredible compliment, and I so appreciate it. And actually, I've got tears in my eyes, so if that comes through, I'm sorry. But I believe in what I do. I am appreciative of the life I have. I have wonderful friends. I have a tremendous husband. I have terrific colleagues. You know, I am so very fortunate. So, and I am a natural optimist. If you're not an optimist in economic development, you're in the wrong business. Maybe that is just that comes through because, and I believe in this community and its people. And that's what gives me the optimism and the enthusiasm and the passion.
We're coming up to Thanksgiving in America. What does Thanksgiving mean to you?
It's actually my very favorite holiday. It is quintessential American. It brings, I think, out the best in America. I love Thanksgiving, and not just the food, but the whole idea of saying thank you for what this country is.
Birgit, as our time winds down this evening, what advice would you give to our young listeners?
Well, the same thing I would give to young people. First of all, believe in Michigan, please. This is a wonderful, wonderful state. Don't dismiss it. It has had its hard times, but we need you. You are the future of this state. We need the enthusiasm, the passion, your brains, yourself, your heart and your soul to move this state to its best place so that we know when we go, this state is in good hands. So give it a chance. Don't just automatically dismiss it and say, there's nothing here for me. There is a lot here for you in this state, and we want you to be part of that change agent. So please, give it a chance.
And I would add one more thing to the young people. Live your life live your life each day like Birgit Close lives hers. Birgit, you're the vitamin, you're the electricity of Grand Rapids, Western Michigan. Keep up the great work, please.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Pasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spawn.